This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for being with us today. A report last year by the American Civil Liberties Union tried to shed light on how the nation's marijuana laws were being enforced differently depending on demographic group. That report came amid a changing climate in many parts of the country regarding the legalization or decriminalization of marijuana. In Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service examined disparities in marijuana law enforcement in the state's major population centers. Contributor Edgar Mendez, who is a reporter for the online news service, joins us in the studio to share what he's learned. Edgar Mendez, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me, Mitch.
What are the laws regarding marijuana possession in Wisconsin?
Well, in Wisconsin, the second marijuana possession charge is automatically a felony.
The first marijuana possession charge is often just a citation, though, correct?
Well, in the city of Milwaukee, and let me clarify that, I meant conviction. But in the city of Milwaukee, the police have the opportunity under the first offense to give a municipal citation, so basically a ticket for any offense that's 25 grams or less. Now, after that, it goes to the state, and upon the second state conviction, it's a felony, automatic.
And so that first possession, even though it's a municipal citation, a ticket in essence, it does go on the person's record. And so police who would cite somebody for marijuana possession would find out that they already have a ticket under their belt and be required to charge them with a felony?
Well, it's not exactly like that. If they already have their first ticket, then it automatically goes to the state. That's and it's out of the police's hands. It's an automatic state charge.
Well, and so that seems relatively straightforward. So what was the disparity that you looked into?
Well, the disparity is between who's getting these tickets and who's ending up with these possession charges, state possession charges, and then ultimately felonies. And when you look at the ACLU's report, which was the impetus for this article, it's 6-1 nationwide, 5-1 Wisconsin, 5-1 Milwaukee County. And when you get to the city of Milwaukee, it's 5.5-1. And that's when you even out everything for the number of people.
5.5-1 in terms of more African Americans being charged than whites or other demographic groups?
Than whites. And with that data, that's also not accounting for Hispanics. So they could also be counting towards the white total. And so it could be even greater disparity.
There were people you spoke with who pointed in contrast to how marijuana laws are enforced in Dane County versus Milwaukee County in the city of Milwaukee. What picture do they paint?
Well, in Dane County, and I think that a lot of people will say the same thing, that cops tend to look the other way. I mean, you're at a concert, they smell marijuana. They're not going to ultimately always go and seek out these people and then arrest them.
And, of course, we're talking Dane County, and that the reason we're looking at Dane County as a contrast is it's where the University of Wisconsin is.
Right. They're dealing with the college population. I mean, what they were telling me when I talked to the state public defender is that these are college kids, so they really don't want to put a blemish on their record.
Is there evidence to back that up? Do we know for sure that there are people who could have been charged that are not?
Well, I think that if you look at Dane County statistics, they also have a racial disparity. But if you look at the number of total marijuana possession charges, the majority are originate here in Milwaukee.
So how did we get here? How did things develop so that this is the way marijuana laws are written and enforced in Wisconsin and Milwaukee?
Well, I think if you want to look at the roots, you go all the way back to the war on drugs and how it began as a war on crack, but also included drugs such as heroin and marijuana, to becoming a war on any kind of drugs that are prevalent basically in all facets of society, but were more targeted in terms of the enforcement in the inner cities.
And you spoke with one expert at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee about this, right?
Right. I spoke with Stan Stojkovic. He's the dean of the criminal justice program at UWM. And he kind of laid it out for me how this drug war evolved into a war that over-criminalizes marijuana, overcharges it. And also how it has devastated, how it's one of the contributors to this devastation in terms of racial disparity in the prison system.
Well, and so let's hear a little clip of that tape now.
Going after certain types of offenses like crack cocaine, for example, and then later marijuana, became fodder for really emasculating a whole segment of society, largely men of color, young men of color, disproportionately African-American, disproportionately Latino. Men got caught up in this net. Now, were the rates of prevalence and incidence and rates of usage between, let's say, whites and African-Americans and Latinos and Asians and whatever, were they different? No, they were largely the same. But the criminal prosecution focused on the inner city, in this case, Milwaukee, in the state of Wisconsin, obviously the largest inner city, focused on those populations. And as a result, they got caught up into this system. And where they really got caught up was not so much during the 90s. That's when it started. The train started to run real fast after 2000 with the passage of Truth in Sentencing. Now individuals who were given sentences by a judge, you had to do 100% time. And you had to do a minimum of 25% on what they call extended supervision. So if you got a 10-year sentence, let's say, you did the full 10 plus 2.5 years minimally on extended supervision, you could be on paper for life. And this is the common complaint today among prisoners who served time in the 90s and those who got sentenced after 2000 under Truth in Sentencing is, I'm never going to get off correctional supervision.
That's Stan Stojkovic at UW-Milwaukee talking about the war on drugs. So what is the upshot of the laws being enforced like this?
Well, I think the upshot is that it's contributing to this racial disparity. I mean, it's churning out felons, and it's doing it in an uneven way. I mean, the laws are on the books for everyone, but as study after study has shown, it's impacting African Americans more, and especially here in the city of Milwaukee. And racial disparity, I mean, it's no secret. There's been reports by the governors since the turn of the century. I mean, since the year 2000.
Right. Well, and you talk with a number of people who have been charged under these laws, and they concede that they didn't necessarily have a clean record to begin with. But you write about police being able to be in a neighborhood and identify people already on probation, right?
Right. Police know who's on probation, and that's who they look out for. So they're in these neighborhoods. I mean, granted, these are high-crime neighborhoods, and that's why the police are there. But if you're already on probation, that's a mark against you. That gives the police more impetus to pull you over, to check, to search you.
Well, and you spoke with the Milwaukee Police Department in reporting the story. What was the department's take on the discretion their officers have and how they use it?
Well, that's what the officers told me. I spoke with Assistant Chief James Harpo, and he said that – well, they're giving out more possession arrests in these neighborhoods because they're patrolling these neighborhoods more. And when it comes to marijuana, it's not necessarily that possession of marijuana is something on their radar, but they're looking at, I guess you would call it, street level dealers.
And they say their officers really don't have a choice, that if they find somebody with marijuana on their in their possession, they have to charge it. At least that is the story that they tell.
Right, and then it will go to the district attorney, and then it's in their hands.
What sort of reform is being proposed in Wisconsin?
Well, Representative Sargent is proposing to legalize it altogether, and then Representative Mandela Barnes has a proposal to decriminalize it, anything less than 25 grams to get charged as a ticket, as they're doing in Washington, D.C. right now, and they're looking at doing in Chicago.
So this would essentially be on the order of anything else that people would get a ticket from versus putting it into the system where a second offense would become a felony.
Exactly. It would become municipal, so then it would be ticket after ticket.
And the legalization route is the same route that's been taken most recently in the state of Colorado.
Right, Colorado and Washington.
What kind of traction are those proposals getting in the state?
Not much at all. Representative Sargent has gotten minimal support. I know Representative Goyke even introduced some legislation that didn't pass. I guess what Representative Barnes said is that legislators in other parts of Wisconsin won't deal with this issue because they see it as a Milwaukee issue, a black and brown issue.
Versus a statewide kind of issue.
Right.
What about the governor's office? Has he weighed in on this?
The governor offered a statement through his spokesman, and he said that legalization is not something that he's interested in, that his constituents talked to him about. But when I asked him whether he would consider changing the laws, maybe it's being over, whether he thought it was being over-criminalized, overcharged, he didn't respond.
Declined to answer.
Correct.
Edgar Mendez, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Edgar Mendez is a reporter with the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service and a Lake Effect contributor. There's a link to his special report on marijuana laws and how they're enforced in Wisconsin from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. A quick break now, and in just a moment, what the merger of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's parent company with EW Scripps will mean to the future of the company's print and broadcast outlets. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.